Hey everyone, it's Colin. Just popping in to let you know that this is the second part of our vignettes. We had to split it into two parts because it got so long. Also, I wanted to say that I am extremely happy and grateful to announce that we just breached 1,200 downloads for the show, which honestly blows my mind. Yeah, just thank you. That's insane. What are you doing to me? Anyways, it really does mean a lot. I've been really hesitant to share anything creative that I've worked on. And to have this positive reaction is really, it's nice. I don't want to get too mushy. As always, thank you for the questions you've been sending to the blog at calamitycascade.tumblr.com. I have been slacking on answering them. Just been trying to keep up with our release schedule and with work and, all that good stuff. Also, I just wanted to thank all of you who have been telling your friends about the show. We couldn't have gotten here without you, really. And I'm going to do the thing and say that if you're liking the show and know anyone who would be interested, it would be awesome if you'd recommend it to them, whoever those awesome people are. We don't really advertise or anything outside of Tumblr, which isn't like the most bustling platform. So that's thank you again. That's the third one, I think. Yeah, that's it. I'm rambling. Enjoy the show. I will see you in 2 weeks. Loyal, your sleep for once is peaceful, dark and calm, like a still sea. Far away, deep beneath the waves, a red sun burns, and you see the bodies, the forms of Maze and Geist sinking deeper and deeper to some unreachable point. And before you really have time to navigate the dreamscape, you are pulled out of it, back into consciousness, back into the world that you know.
Sunlith wakes up in his shitty little apartment with his shrimp tank, which we all know and love at this point. And tries to ponder where Geist and Maze may have been going. Does he have any lingering psychic impressions upon waking up from this dream or anything?
I think if you want an answer, you're going to have to roll. There won't be any stakes, but it'll just determine the amount of info you get.
I'll roll. All right, GM, what's my roll?
I guess you're not really swaying. You're probably studying or surveying, I guess.
Yeah. Let's do survey, since I have a point in that. I'm surveying with my psychic insight to attempt to figure out anything in this fucked up world.
That's a two. I don't really think you divine anything, except that you feel fairly well rested, all things considered. No horrific dreams, which is honestly nowadays a good thing.
Well, he will not look a gift squid in the mouth on this one, and will be thankful that for the rest of the things he plans to do with his day, he at least will not be sleep deprived.
Let's talk about what you do want to do today. You said you wanted to meet with Maze, and then after that, maybe go to check out TKR's spooky body.
Oh, yes. TKR is the main thing he's thinking about today, but he is still aware that the situation with Maze is becoming more and more time-based. How do you describe that? More and more
time-sensitive?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more time
volatile.
That works too.
Pressing?
Yes, all of the above.
Okay. You want to go to Maze first, right?
Yes.
Awesome. You return to the prison on the Peacekeeper base and go to Maze's cell. You know, you are waved in as usual. People here know you. She's not as she kind of usually is, blocked off and reserved. Instead, there's kind of an air of activity to her. Her arm seems to be mostly healed from when the guards broke it after they had that fight last time you checked in on her. And she's kind of pacing around the room holding a notebook and a pen in her hand, deep in thought.
Hmm. I will float through the doorway. And I forget if they let me close the door behind me on this or not.
Yeah, they do.
Do just like I'm in the doorway, I knock on it a little. See, I'm not closing it yet. See if she looks up.
Yeah, she looks at you and kind of just gestures you to come in.
I do this, closing the door behind me. And I try to get the vibe. What is she feeling right now? Open up the psychic communication.
You know that's a roll.
I know that's a roll. Another survey?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have more dots in this. I feel like I should. As an empath. That's a 3, also a failure.
She's not like blocking you off. Like she usually does, like actively refusing your prods, your probing, whatever. But her mind is very, it's like a flurry. It's like a kind of machinery that's like spitting very rapidly where you couldn't touch it without getting your fingers caught in something that you'd rather not. And you're kind of repelled in that way. And she kind of like stops for a moment, writes something down in this notebook, and then kind of snaps it closed and turns to you and says, "Hello."
"Hello, Maze. What are you doing here?"
"Well, I live here."
"Yes. What are you doing with that notebook?"
"Oh, I'm just taking notes. Helps to keep my mind off the imprisonment."
"Hmm. I see. I've just never seen you so spirited before."
"Yes, well, I'm trying to take a different approach to my situation. I know that it's futile to really wrath and rage against my imprisonment. It'll just end up hurting me, like punching a wall. So I'm going to take a more active role, I think, in everything."
Sunlith is curious about this, but doesn't say any more.
"You know how lucky you are, right?"
"Tell me about why you think this."
"You have your freedom. You have power, tangible psychic potential. You have comrades. You have agency. And those are things to be grateful for, don't you think?"
"Yes. Some of these things are true. Some of them are less true. But my biggest concern with what to do with all of these is to preserve your life."
"Of course. I see that now. I see the value of a life, I think. I've realized now so much. And I believe I have you to thank for that in many ways."
"Is she telling the truth?"
"She is."
Sunlith gets less suspicious at this and says to Maze, what was the town, city that I had the psychic communion in?"
"Raywood Sands."
"Yes, Sunlith says, at Raywood Sands recently, I was invited to join a clusterist communion."
"And?"
"I feel I understand much more about you now, too."
"I think I understand a lot more about myself as well, oddly enough."
Sunlith nods his head, whatever the equivalent of a dolphin smile is, he's doing it. But it's just a short, wry one. She's focusing enough on him to pick up his emotions, she senses that. And then attempts to grab some more of her psychic attention to talk to her without words, since he has some sensitive information to convey. Sends that in a little packet to her. And he says, with that link, "I am close to devising a way of getting you away from here. Away from the fighting. Away from the death. And I'm still trying to do this for as many people here as I can. But before I take any actions that will affect your life in this way, I wanted to ask you how you felt about it, if you wanted it.
I am ready to be free.
Zenlith feels an emotion of relief and just a really sad happiness, really heart-hurting happiness that he probably hasn't felt. This is like the most positive emotion he's felt in many weeks now. So he feels that and says, good, I am glad to hear it. I will move swiftly with this, because time is of the essence, and I will keep you updated as best I can.
Good. Please hurry.
I will.
And she goes back to her notebook.
Okay, I wish her luck with her writing.
Mm-hmm.
And leave.
Awesome. Okay, let's go to TKR.
Let's go to TKR.
You return to the secluded hangar at the corner of the base, and out front, sprouting from the tarmac, are five red flowers arranged roughly in a pentagon, maybe a circle, depending on how you look at it.
Ooh, that's not good. But it's so pretty.
It is.
Yeah, I don't even bother looking at that too much. I have a goal here.
Yeah, you proceed inward, descending down the old cargo elevator into the planet. Where do you go? The observation area or the actual chamber in which the corpse resides?
Do you have to go through the observation area to get to the chamber? How's the infrastructure of this place look?
No, you can go directly to the chamber.
Cool. Do I send Ziggurat hanging around anywhere?
No, she's not here. I'll just tell you that.
My plan was to avoid her if she was here, but yes, I want to go directly to the corpse chamber.
Great. You enter the chamber. The corpse of TKR is here. It looks a little different than when you last saw it, much more disassembled. Its seemingly endless tangle of red wire has been kind of pulled apart, giving the distinct impression of a corpse which has been eviscerated from the belly down. Its arms have been attached to hooks hanging from the ceiling, kind of pulling at the sinew of the thing's hands. There's more of a stillness to the corpse now. The pulsing rhythm that accompanied your last visit is far weaker and distant, barely indistinguishable from your own heartbeat.
I think arriving in this place, and this is still a very large structure, correct?
Very large.
It just takes up the whole room. I'm dwarfed by it, despite being a large little creature myself. Sunlith is scared. He's remembering the last time he tried to connect to a fucked up psychic phenomena on this planet and what happened, but is still so curious, so bent on just trying to figure out what is happening here, to try to use the information in any way he can to do anything with it. So I think he tries to, like, put up as many of his empath safeguards as possible around him. The bubble of protection from him and Geist, having the large waterfalls of severance.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. He's visualizing it, and he wants to just kind of brush up against the sides of this psychic presence that is TKR, and maybe just figure out the shape of it, just the outline. Just get something. And that's another survey roll, which I failed to.
Survey. You can push yourself if you'd like.
I think I'll just take the stress, to be honest with you. I don't have much. Did. One stress? Two stress? What was it?
Two stress to push yourself, yes.
All right. Okay, I'm pushing. Gives me one extra die. And we're going to pray.
Oh my god, that's two ones. Jesus. Okay. So your position was desperate, by the way.
Yeah, just I figured so you know. As much.
Desperate standard, maybe even desperate great. Who knows? So there is a familiar feeling in TKR as you reach out and try to touch it. A duet of familiar feelings, like people you know, like the scent of them, like a faint taste. And as you probe further to investigate those hints to figure out who are these two people here with you, the trap springs. Your mind is flooded with raw thought, a deluge of overwhelming sights, sounds, and emotions. You are in a boiling sea of blood. There are gnashing teeth, hands tearing you apart, whistles and screeching, and the feeling of flesh beneath your teeth expanding, cracking your jaw, threatening to split your head in two. You feel your arms plunge into viscera, the entrails of the great beast, and begin to weave. You yank at the barbed wire intestines of Martyrdom's envoy and knit together the promised device, the crown. There are two consequences. The first is that the crown has been birthed immutably into reality. The second is that you are rendered unconscious. You may attempt, resist, or reduce either of these consequences if you so choose.
Oh, this is so cinematically good, though. Okay.
You don't have to. If you're interested in it, you don't have to resist. Your choice.
Okay. Me as a player, I want the crown. Sunless is going to fight to not go unconscious, though. I'll let him do this.
Cool. That's going to be a resolve resist.
Okay.
You're going to click resolve on your character sheet, and we'll see how much stress you take. You take one stress. Good job. 2 and a 5.
Okay, cool.
So you become aware of what is happening to you as this horrible sensation fills you. Although it's not explicitly horrible, you're kind of inhabiting it in a lot of ways where it's not necessarily bad. It's like a remembered memory. But you know, that's up to you how you feel about that. And you come out of it just as it's threatening to like just destroy your mind, or at least force you into a almost comatose state. And you see in your hands bloody, as if your own exopod's hands have somehow learned to bleed this crown. Just a round human head shaped thorny thing made of almost like a barbed wire. And it is filled with potential. You could say it's like just potential energy. It looks plain, like it's not glowing or anything. But you know what this is. You've been told what this is over and over again. This is what you need to give to Geist, what will make him the next one in a long line of martyrs. But you manage to stay awake, just barely escaping blacking out entirely. And I think you maybe stumble backwards from the corpse.
Yeah, I was going to say something that drops the crown and just starts moving backwards. And if anything is behind him in this room, he just rams into it and it clatters over.
Yeah. And I think as you fall backwards with the crown kind of in your hand, you feel a familiar presence behind you. Okay, we will jump right into it. Loyal, you had just fallen backwards from the corpse, the crown still clutched in one of your exopod's hands when you felt a familiar presence behind you. Geist, you had just walked in to see Loyal convulsing and then fall backwards, and in his hands, a thorny crimson crown made out of the wires from TKR's corpse, which is kind of calling to you, promising a panacea for your broken mind.
That seems bad. I feel like Geist is at least smart enough to realize that, especially when Loyal's around, unbidden voices in your head saying that it will make all of your problems go away are not to be trusted generally. So I think he can't, I guess he can't really try and shake Loyal awake, can he? So he's supposed to be like, Loyal, what the fuck is going on? Wake up! Come on!
I was gonna say, I feel a familiar presence behind me, but do I have enough control over my faculties to turn around?
Yeah.
I think Geist has his sidearm, he's got his handgun in his hand.
Do I feel any compulsions or draw towards any particular action right now?
I mean, you are pretty in tune with this thing. I mean, yeah, it wants you to give the crown to Geist.
Mm-hmm.
It's not trying to control
my body or anything. It just wants it to happen.
No, by resisting going unconscious, you have essentially temporarily broken that issue. But there is a threat. There is a threat behind this compulsion.
Yeah, I think when Geist calls out to him, Sunlight would turn around slowly, just like blinking, be like, "What? I don't know. Why are you here? You can't be here."
What the fuck? You told me to come here. Put that thing down.
What? What's happening? I didn't tell you anything. And then maybe he like tries to make his exopod release the grip on the crown to drop it. See if it clatters.
It clatters to the ground, and it starts rolling towards Geist.
Oh shit! Geist is gonna like, you know, like if you ever like drop like a glass of water when you're in your socks, and you like step back really quickly from like the spreading pool of water. Unless it's like rolling super duper fast, Geist is just gonna try and like get away from it. And he's probably aiming his gun at it, too, and in what is likely an incredibly futile gesture, but he's doing it anyways.
Yeah, this isn't like a rubber situation. It rolls up to you, and it kind of just like a coin that's just been knocked off its axis kind of just like settles slowly at your feet.
What is going on down here? Where is everybody? Isn't this a research project? Where are the fucking scientists? How did you get down here?
That's a good point. I think for maybe the first time since walking in here, Loyal's looking around the surroundings and being like, wait, where is everybody? Can I sense anyone besides me and Geist here right now?
Yeah, I'll just give that to you. I think you do detect a couple of people, a skeleton crew, I think they told one of you, is still in the observation chamber. They do not, like, if you can, it is a one-way glass up there, so you can't see in, but there are people in there, yeah.
Oh. They're watching us.
I think Loyal is mostly trying to ignore Geist at this point and focusing on the implied threat of what happens if this crown does not get put on his friend's head. Like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? Maybe like tells guys to be quiet. Like I'm trying to concentrate on something right now.
What the fuck are you talking about? We have to get out of here.
Just quiet.
Roll something for me. What is this?
Good question.
Is this another one of your infamous surveys?
Oh yeah, the ones that don't do shit. But maybe one day.
Are you going? Do you want to push yourself anything. Or get help?
No, I don't have enough. Stress that, and
I could potentially help you for free if first of all if we can think of some way, but also if this counts as like a session of its own that I can use my tactical genius.
Yeah, you can consider this a separate session.
Okay. I guess what exactly is it that Loyal's trying to do?
Trying to hone back in on the threat, the voice in his head telling him to put the crown on you and trying to ask it, like, what happens if I don't? He just needs quiet for this. So maybe guys can assist us by shutting up.
Yeah, that's his assistant. Maybe.
Does that work, Chief?
I think I need a little more than Geist is being quiet.
I'm thinking maybe in the past, Because Geist doesn't really, you know, he doesn't really understand, you know, psychic phenomenon at all, even a little bit. But I can see him, like, trying to give, like, really, like, unsolicited advice about how, like, you know, you just gotta... It's all about focus. This is what I do when I pile, right? It's like, he tries to teach Moyle how to meditate, or just, like, you know, like, focus on your breathing, you know, go inward, really just... You know, push everything else aside, focus on what's important, that one singular thing. And then you just act without thinking.
I think if Geist is doing this, it's more the, like, genuine emotional expression of, I want to help you, which is calming Loyal down enough to think, and not really his words so much.
You know, I could see almost the comedy of Geist of all people telling you to meditate.
Yeah,
could be therapeutic.
Switcheroo. Turntables. Okay. Survey with another dice.
This is a desperate position. I should tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Desperate in purely narrative sense. I don't know that I'm going to be hitting you like a level 3. Hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the only one who gets hit with level 3s in vignettes.
Well, you volunteered to be tortured, you know? That's what happens.
I've heard some things about what happened to you.
I'm fine. All
right, I'm rolling.
I'm back in here.
Three and a five. Partial success. Okay. The threat, what it wants, I guess. It probably says, he is the best candidate. If a new king is not crowned, millions will die.
Is this a lie?
That is...
Ooh.
That's a good question. Ooh. No, it's not a lie. That is the truth.
Okay.
But with your partial success...
Yeah, what happens to me?
I also say that there is a sense with this threat... It is a desperate threat, as I'm sure you probably interpreted from how things have gone. But the desperation doesn't necessarily come from a malicious place. There is an unexpected kindness to it, that there is a belief that this is actually a good thing. This isn't like a possession in this voice. I think your consequence... is that the corpse of TKR begins to kind of spasm, like thrashing wildly, and like its splayed entrails start to come alive, whipping kind of violently around the room, like cutting holes in the wall, and like I think the glass above you smashes, and its arms flex and contort, tearing hooks and supports from the wall and the ceiling, and it pulses and swells, and its torso boils, presses outward, and kind of bursts in a liquid deluge of these sharp wires. Like, imagine literally like a river of cabling. And it starts to swirl around you with like a rough simulacra of fluid dynamics. And then starts building this almost thorny thicket, beating like a heart, and then once it has kind of encapsulated you, and this all happens in like a few seconds, it stops and just rhythmically pulses with this tense metal creaking, waiting for something.
That's sick. Okay, so I'm assuming we just can't get out of here now, right?
Oh, is it around both of us or just Loyal?
You are both in the dome.
Oh, fuck. I thought I was outside of the dome. Nope. I guess the crown is here in the dome, too. Geist would be aiming his gun at the King Returneth as it's, like, moving. But then as soon as we're in the thicket, he's, like, aiming it back at the crown. And he's like, should I shoot it? I can shoot it. Would it do anything? Can I shoot it?
No, don't. It's just metal. It'll bounce off.
It's not just metal. Are you fucking kidding me? Look at this.
Yeah. What are my options here to get out of this?
I don't know what your options are.
I think I know what our options are.
There are options. I will say there are multiple options.
Why does it want me to put this on? Is this what you had for me? You lied. I know you lied.
I don't know. the things here on this planet, they want you for something. They want you for something.
Oh yeah, well how's this for an ultimatum? Geist is going to point his service weapon at his own head.
Ooh.
Interesting. Give me a sway.
So, the funny thing is that it's zero dice minus one die because I am electrocuted.
Oh wow.
Let me out of here before I fucking kill myself.
I was just gonna say, there's a move in the tabletop game The Sprawl called Play Hardball where you can make a threat, but if you they're on a partial success or a failure, you have to follow through with the threat.
Yeah. I think that one's in Dungeon World too. God, I don't know if I like those odds with zero dice, with negative one dice.
To be clear, you don't have to shoot yourself if you fail this roll.
We're not using that rule.
We're not using that rule. As funny as it is.
It'd be really funny. Oh fuck. Okay. Yeah, sure. Why the fuck not? I'll sway. Do you have any devil's bargains for me? Would the bargain be if I fail, I have to shoot myself?
God, wouldn't that be fun? Let me look at my clocks. I will give you an extra die if you can accept that it will go for someone else instead. No one in this room.
No dice. Let's fucking get it. Oh god, why am I doing this? Because I know it's just gonna go for... I mean, Geist doesn't know this, but this is... Devil's Bargains are a meta concept anyways, so I'm able to utilize the fact that I know that it'll just go for Maze if I don't take it, and it goes to somebody else.
It might go to Maze if you fail anyways, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Fuck, maybe I should just put it on. Maybe I should just quit fighting the current.
That is another option.
So we're just stuck in here in the pulsing thicket right now. That's the nothing is like threatening us or trying to, it's not getting smaller.
We just gotta work this
not
out.
Quite yet.
Well,
if it starts to do that, this is where Loyal would say, it's martyrdom. It's martyrdom. It wants to be you. It wants you to be martyrdom, the next virtue. It wants to come back as you, and the way it can do that is through the crown, and I don't know how or why, but it's chosen you.
Geist will stop for a second. He was about to point his gun at his own head, and he's like, what? Would it make me a clusterist? This feels, I don't know, bigger than what's happening here. On this planet, I mean.
I don't know if you would remain in your body when martyrdom arrives.
Okay, I'm going to... Fuck it. I'll take the devil's bargain for the one, for rolling one die instead of zero.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. Okay. Yeah, Geist puts his gun up to his own head and he's like, you want me? Fuck off! That's a two.
That is Didn't a work. Two.
I will take my XP, please.
You will take your XP. What do we want to do? I guess, here's my question, from Geist's point of view, is this a bargaining tactic, or is this a refusal?
Oh, it's a bargaining tactic. If it was a refusal, he would just shoot himself.
Well, I mean, there are ways to refuse things other than killing yourselves. This is a PSA to everyone.
No way.
But yeah, no, this is him like, well, if you want me so bad, watch out, because I'm crazy. I could pull the trigger at any time, and then where would you be?
Okay. Oh, there's a lot of great options here.
I hate this tone of voice. Don't you, Isaac?
Yeah.
The thicket draws closer and closer to you, pushing inward. The thorny vines begin to plunge into the ground around both of you and separates both of you in this wall of wires. Barely see each other through the gaps.
What side is the crown on?
It is on Guy's side.
Of course.
And with one final pulse, gets just like right up in your grill. Just this horrible hissing metal noise. I guess a better question is, how tempted are you by this?
How tempted is Geist by this?
Yeah.
I think he's not tempted by the power really at all. I think because, like, he... I don't know. He, at this point, has become so galvanized against, you know, the Clusterus, and this thing is... I feel like Geist is starting to suspect that the virtues aren't really necessarily tied to Clusterism as a whole, as they might outwardly appear. He's kind of starting to understand that they're, like, things from outside, or something, or at least that's what I believe, and I think that's what Geist believes, too. And I think he, you know, like, Geist believes that he can kill Retribution on his own, because he's come close a few times, or he's at least... not come off badly as he should have, thanks to some lucky rolls for me. So I don't think he doesn't feel like he needs this power. I think the only thing really that's driving him to even consider to take it is the idea that if he doesn't, Loyal will get killed. And that's like a very immediate, like, getting out of this situation right now kind of thing. But he doesn't really want the power itself that much.
I think with one final pulse, the vines burst into thousands upon thousands of gossamer threads of red metal, as thin as a hair, and plunge into the walls, the ceiling, and the floor, convulsing and burying themselves like maddened worms. And then the air is still. And you are alone, the two of you, the crown missing, and there is countless pinprick holes surrounding you, and the corpse of TKR is gone, out there somewhere on the hunt.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, Loyal, you gotta get up. We gotta get out of here. Come on.
I look around, just on impulse, for the crown, knowing that it's not going to be anywhere in this room, and then follow Geist out.
It's gone. It's escaped. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Okay. You head up.
And see people in the observation room, I'm assuming. The skeleton crew, do they have anything to say to us?
I guess, are you leaving, or are you going to the observation room?
I think we should. Geist will tell when we get into the elevator. Geist will be like, the button for the observation deck, it doesn't work. I mean, it didn't work when I tried.
We need to be radioing someone about this.
Who?
Yeah, Sunlith is just like in shock, being like, who do we radio? How do we tell everyone at once that this thing is outside and we don't know what it'll do?
Oh, who the fuck is in charge here? Did they really think they could contain this thing? It's fucking stupid.
Technically, Ziggurat's in charge.
Wow, no wonder it all fucked up.
I don't know. I guess...
Your guys still press the button to observation.
Cool. You go up. And everything's fine up there. And TKR is still on the other side of the glass.
No.
Are there people here?
Yeah.
Can I do a bit of a sonar scan to see if this is an illusion, if it's actually there?
What, TKR?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Maybe another study, or survey, rather.
Yeah.
Nothing special for this one with my position.
This is a gather information roll. I guess roll straight up.
Cool.
Oh, six. Yeah, that's not TKR that's... in there.
Like, what do I get back with... my cymatics on this one. What does it look like?
Well, it is TKR in there, but it's not there anymore.
There's, like, people here just, like, working, tapping away.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, hey, we were inspecting visitors. What's up?
It's gone. It's fucking gone. This isn't... Go fucking down to storage right now. It's gone. It's fucking escaped.
It's right there.
They've it's not cameras us. Pointed at it that are on the video feed here, and it's on all the cameras too.
It's all on the cameras.
Geist has his gun out and he's wild eyed. He's looking crazy. And he's like, "It's you've been fucking fooled. Go down and see for yourselves. It's gone."
Sir, and they kind of put their hands up and be like, "Okay, we'll do whatever you want.
Go check right now."
Are you forcing them all into the elevator?
No, maybe just one or two.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I kind of let Geist do this and then talk to whoever is not doing this and say, where's Ziggurat? We need to contact Ziggurat.
Well, Ziggurat, was out on research, with, someone and, she's not here. She doesn't work here all the time. There's other things going on.
She
bring her back.
Know something very urgently. Get in contact with her.
Okay. I'll do that. Let me do that now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, we'll do. So, are you getting to the elevator with the researchers, or are you staying here with your hostages? I guess.
I'm staying here with my. They're not hostages. We're just having a discussion, and there happens to be a gun in my hand.
Of course.
You know what? No, I am going to get in the elevator, because otherwise they'll just press the button for upstairs and bring security down. I'm getting on the elevator. I'll be like, "Well, I'm going to show them you stay here. Make sure they get fucking Zimmer out here now." And I'm going to get in the elevator with these guys. I'm not aiming my gun at them, but like it's in my hand. So its presence speaks volumes, and I tell them to push the button to go down.
Sure.
I'm just going to let this happen.
Yeah, you go down. Into the storage room with the researchers in front of you, and it comes out into the chamber, and TKR is there. But you know very well that it is not there anymore.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, the holes in the wall are all gone.
Just for you, there's a single tiny pinprick hole kind of near the elevator, but that is it.
I tell them, like, "No, this isn't right. This isn't right. Could you see this?" I point at the pinprick hole in the wall.
See what?
Guys is going to press the button to go up the elevator with them still down here.
You press it, and for like half a second, it doesn't register, and then it goes through.
Okay, I'm going to go back up to observation.
You go up to observation, step out of the elevator, and then the elevator gets called up.
Well, it's still there. It looks like it's still there. I mean, I went down there. Everything's all wrong. No. The holes were gone.
That's not this. It's there's no point in staying here. We have to go.
Yeah, I'm gonna start jamming the go up button on the elevator.
It has already been called.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for it to come back down here.
Okay,
probably full of those fucking peacekeeper cops who are coming to arrest us.
It does come back down, and there are the two guards who were up there when you came here, Geist, with rifles pointing at you.
Pointed at me?
Yes.
What the fuck? What have I done wrong, sir?
And they say, "Geist, we're going to need you to put down your gun. You're going to need to get handed
to you." Geist throws his gun to the side and he's like, "This is psychic phenomenon. It's not, you need to get Ziggurat here now."
We just spoke to her. She said you might be experiencing some after effects from your test. So we just want to get you to a calm place, sir.
Look, I put the gun down. Would you okay. fucking relax?
Yes. That's great, sir. Now, why don't you come with us? Loyal,
I want to
too.
I want to try.
What about him?
I want to get in front of Geist and say, we're going to leave now. I'm going to help him. Everything is under control.
Give me a sway.
And yeah, I'm trying to fucking sway them. Anything I could do to make this more sway.
It's a controlled standard. They trust both of you more or less, but they are worried about the situation.
Okay.
Roll a failure so they just gun us down and the scene ends. Open fire.
Four fours. What are the chances?
Triple four.
That's nice. Okay. Here's what happens. So they say, okay, you can take him. Just make sure he gets some rest. And that's what Ziggurat said is important right now. And I think the complication is that any credulity you had regarding the whole TKR's missing thing is now gone.
Yeah, that seemed like it was coming to us. Okay, guys, let's pick up your gun. Let's get out of here.
Fuck, fine. Guys picks up his gun, but he makes a point of unloading it and racking the slide to take the bullet out of the chamber, floor holstering it very deliberately in front of the men with rifles, and then he leaves.
Excellent.
For a second, I thought you meant unloading it. Like shooting it into the wall.
Unload it into the two guys.
Just real quick. No, nothing to worry about here.
You go up, and you leave, and Loyal, the little red flowers that were here have now withered and are dead.
We need to look at the entire planet for new little red flowers to figure out where this fucking thing has gone.
Put out the word. Okay, so what's next for you, for the both of you?
It's fucked up to say, but I really wish that we had contact information from that fucking freaky ass dude from the Peacekeepers Psychics Division. The man in black.
Oh yeah.
It's their wheelhouse. I guess guys would probably want to call Ziggurat.
Okay. Well, I guess she picks up. So I guess she would do that for you. Yes, Garrett, I've heard you've had a mental breakdown.
It's not a fucking mental breakdown. I don't know what you think that you did to me, okay? But you can check the fucking receipts on this, all right? Last night, before any of this, I had horrible nightmares, not the usual ones. And when I went to speak with Director Germain, apparently I had called him and requested a key card for access to the King Returns project. I never did that. I know how this sounds, all right, but I messaged my squad mate, Loyal, and I went down there to see what was going on, and some freaky shit happened. All right, psychic shit. You saw the videos, I'm sure, from our action against the King Returns frame. This is some psychic shit. It's not purely physical. Something's happened. I'm not the only one who saw it.
And what would you like me to do about this?
Geist is immediately at a loss because he literally had not considered even for a moment what the answer to that question might be.
I don't know, this is your fucking freak show project that slipped. Don't you have, like, contingencies or something? Isn't there something you can do? Tell me you wouldn't contain a psychic entity without some way to track it or detect it. Please tell me that.
Well, we at the time thought there was just a minor electric signal coming from the remains of what you fought. We didn't consider this was a larger situation.
It's called martyrdom. It wants to be killed. Fuck!
Geist is gonna hang up and throw his space phone at the ground really, really hard.
Okay, do you have a case for it?
Yeah. He has like a space otter box or whatever, so okay, it just great. Like bounces and is completely unharmed.
Okay, I was just really worried. Those are really expensive.
The Peacekeepers do not have it in the budget to buy him a replacement. Absolutely
no,
not.
That'd be really hard for you. No more Candy Crush for Geist.
Fuck!
You hang up and your phone bounces a little bit, but is otherwise fine.
I think Geist just looks at Loyal and he's like, what the fuck do we do? It's out. What was that? Loyal, what was that?
No one's going to be able to help us with this or believe us. We should find our team.
And what? Leave?
And tell them what's happened and come up with a plan.
What kind of plan? What can we possibly plan for this? We're going to be arrested from this very firebase any day.
Well, I don't know.
Fuck. All right. I guess, as far as next steps go, what the fuck else are we gonna do?
Should we talk to Nyla? Or does that even matter either?
I don't know. That thing, it wanted me to put it on. It was promising me, you know, lots of stuff. I don't know that, you know, most other people would be so hesitant. It's gonna be coming back.
Do I know that it went to go find someone else? Or do either of us know that?
Didn't Loyal see a vision of Maze putting it on or something?
Yeah.
With that knowledge, Loyal would be wanting to go to her Maze is. Where is she again? The prisons?
Hashtag the jail.
Loyal would just like suddenly look more alert and be like, Maze, the jail, we need to get to the prisons.
The fuck is, like, corn?
Corn?
Maze? Corn?
Oh. Yeah. No. The prisoner I was tasked to interrogate, we need to get her right now.
Fuck.
I think that's
okay.
Where it's gone. I think that's
okay.
Where it's gone.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Geist doesn't really understand, but he'll go.
Yeah, you go to the prison. I guess, Geist, you've never been here before, but it is a little prison, little building. And you go and you're shepherded in, and Maze is still in her cell. She is still writing in her little notebook. And she kind of looks up at you like she's expecting you and says, you've brought a friend.
Geist, I think at this point, looks at Loyal and he's like, what the fuck? That's the girl from our first combat op. What the... They asked you to interrogate her?
Yeah, I just ignored this. Is this really Maze? Or is this another thing that's an illusion?
That's a wild question to ask. But I mean, I don't want to make you... I'm not going to make you roll. This is Maze.
Everything's just a little too normal.
This is Maze.
Like, I expected to get here and then just, like, have this whole room blown apart. And
yeah, the guards are all dead. Yeah.
Mech traversing around in the streets doing something.
I mean, it's not here. It's not here.
But it should be. This doesn't make sense.
None of this makes sense.
Yeah, we just end the cell and immediately arguing amongst ourselves. What is Maze doing while we are doing this?
She kind of closes her notebook and says, is something wrong?
I don't even think looks at her or considers her a part of this conversation.
Look, you were wrong. It's fine. We got to move on. Where else could... Like, what are we even doing? What are we going to do when we find it? What are we hoping to find here?
I want to turn to Maze and just look her very squarely in the eyes and ask her, Maze, what can you tell me, us, about martyrdom?
You know what martyrdom is.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
She kind of just smiles placidly at you.
I really want to know what's in that notebook. But I don't want to just grab it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if she's not willing to give it to you, you could take it, but I feel like that would be bad for the relationship that you have been so carefully cultivating, but I also don't know if that matters at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that we might be past the point of this.
If only Joseph was here to break her legs a second time.
I guess I would ask, in my, again, calmest voice possible, may I look in your notebook?
Why?
Something has changed just now, and you have also changed, and I want to know if there's a connection.
Okay, Sunlith. And she pulls out her notebook and opens it up. And inside is a drawing of a crown, and it says, it's my turn.
Oh, hell.
Mace, did you take it?
Did I take it? You gave it to me. You came to me, and you made this connection. What did you think would happen? That it would just give up?
Well, what the fuck is she talking about?
It wasn't going to be this one for me, originally. But I've been prepared. Honestly, I think I'm a better vessel than he would be. It's only a matter of time now, really.
A matter of time until what?
Until it's my turn, Loyal. Do you think, with all of its resources, I'm going to be staying in a cage? Do you?
Geist, I think, has his gun out now, again.
He's like, Loyal, we gotta handle this.
I look at Geist sharply and say, put that away. And turn back to Mace and say, what do you plan on doing?
I guess that depends. I can't imagine what I'll think when it happens. Who I'll be. I think it'll be a fundamental change from what I've seen so far. It's just not time yet, really. It's not time yet for me. So we'll just wait and see, I guess. It's not too late to change your mind, Garrett.
I think just in some of his mind now, he's like, okay, it's still out there somewhere. It's not in here. I turned back around like, we need to leave. It's not here.
What the fuck is she talking about? What have you been doing here?
Trying to save a child's life. Now let's go.
Garrett will put his gun away and he will walk towards the door, but he'll stop and look back and be like, that's not a child anymore, not really.